Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Today on The Ether, part two of the two-part Knots News. Let's take a listen.
So, you said on the 16th?
Correct. So, 16th is the Tuesday. For at least in my part of the world, it'll be Tuesday at 8 a.m. for the white or for the OG phase to open up, and that'll last for 2 hours. So by 10 a.m. on Tuesday, we'll be rolling into the whitelist phase. Very excited about that as well.
Now we're gonna be the second ones to do the staking with the loop. Did you meet with anybody? Like, we've talked to Jay about it some, but did you just sort of like pick a ratio and go with it, or did you have like a more formal meeting with anybody, or? Or how did that go with you guys?
So in terms of ratio of, I think I had some in-depth discussions with Jay about it. I think it really kind of is project independent in some ways, in terms of like how much value of the token do you want to give back to the community versus, and also trying to give like round-ish numbers. So at first Jay and I were really targeting like a bottom minimum number, and then. Yeah, I think there's a couple different ways you can really structure it. Like if you wanted to have, like in our case, we have a few that are like super lottery where they're like one person's winning or five people are winning and they're huge sums. Uh-huh. And then we have 200 people who are winning like a much more modest amount, you know, something that would be more reflective of approximately like, yeah, I can't really comment because Loop token isn't really trading yet, but like something more equivalent to like getting your fee back on your trade in Loop tokens, if like the market value is what I think it might end up being. And then everybody else kind of gets like a more modest, like 20% to 25% back in Loop tokens. So I think it really depends on how you want to structure that. Like you could have a much broader, you know, tier one and have, you know, a lot larger like pool there. And then, yeah. I think there's a few, it just really depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and I know you're the first to ever do it. So it's new. It's new for Rusty and I to try to figure out appropriate ratios, and it'll be interesting. And I would love to hook up with you guys once you do launch and sell out and get feedback from you on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the starting place that you kind of need to decide. Like the place I kind of came from, where I was going from this, was I had to pick like which percentage of the project's initial mint was really going to go towards paying back the community in these tokens, because, you know, you kind of decide on like a ratio, like you said, like a percentage of mint. So for me, it's like approximately 25-ish% that's going to end up going back to the community in the form of Loop tokens out of those initial mint funds. So like once I had that kind of number locked in, like 5% was going back, then, you know, we just kind of started breaking down numbers, and I have a little spreadsheet I can happily share with you guys to run some different scenarios. It was helpful.
No, that's cool. And honestly, I had no idea that you could actually break up the ratio into like do a sort of like a lottery where some people could win more for staking NFTs. I thought it was just sort of like across the board, like, you know, everybody sort of like gets the same, but that's cool. You can break it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's exactly right. So for us, for example, we have 1,000 Loop tokens, like instant you mint and you're a Loop whale status.
Nice.
And then we're going to have five people who are winning 25,000 Loop tokens. So I mean, also pretty good day for those like six people right there. And then, yeah. And then after that, what is, I'm trying to remember what the total is. It's, I think it's 6,000. Yeah. I think there's 200 people who are going to win 6,000 loop tokens. And then, the rest of people are going to win. I can't remember what the like lower number is there, but, yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah, we break them out by, you know, by tiers. And then, yeah, we just kind of assigned, kind of, we tried to kind of make it like a roundish number. So that in the end, like, you know, 100,000, 25,000. That's the other one is 1200 and then 200 loop tokens. So they kind of tier down as you go in lower rarity. But we wanted them to kind of be round numbers, right? Like we don't want to give somebody a total of 1,100 and, you know, eight, loop tokens. Like that's not a very sexy number. So we try to keep them round.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. And that's really smart. And yeah, I love it. That's cool. Bees, I brought you up to co-host because you can literally talk to anybody. Did you want to talk to trap traders?
Yeah, I did. I had a question about the loop tokens. So if the loop tokens don't exist, but you're assigning them to the NFT, is like loop, is loop using you like almost like an airdrop to airdrop their token to the community?
So basically the... It's a good question, and I don't know if I have all the technicals of it. In essence, the tiers are assigned to the NFTs, and those are then like claimable over a staking period of 60 days. So what's going to end up happening in the end is like once let me back up here. So because they don't have their decks launched and they don't have their token live yet, the NFTs won't be fully stakeable and claimable. Day one, that was originally one of the things we were like kind of targeting and hoping to do was like have that go live day one. But there's a little bit of delay. They've been putting a lot of focus on really ramping up their NFT, and so their devs have been really like pushing for that, and it's pushed off some of the DEX stuff a little bit. So as a result, they're not going to have that token like on the market on day one. So that's. Basically, what's going to happen is the NFTs will sit there. You'll know what tier it is, but you won't be able to claim anything until that goes live. Once the loop token goes live, you can go and stake your NFTs in the smart contract. And at that point in time, they're going to basically be putting a portion of the tokens once the token contract is live into the like reward NFT contract, and it'll start to dish out by tier. So the tiers will basically draw from the pool according to a rate. Ratio of like a daily emissions rate, and so then every NFT will be emitting at a certain daily rate according to their tier until the pool is empty, which mathematically we can like figure out how that works.
Okay,
does that make sense, or was that like really really poorly explained?
No, I hear what you're saying. I just I'm just trying to, so they're essentially not available on day one. They're like lock drop, like you get them but they're locked, and then you get your, you rewarded the tokens over time.
Yeah.
Via staking incentive that you're doing with your NFT, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you'll have to lock your NFT up for 60 days to basically claim those tokens. Yeah. So it's not like the first day you lock them up that you're gonna be able to get.
What about the G key though? Can you get the G key when it's available?
So yeah,
because that G key is super tasty, and I know it's just speculative and we're all just having a blast here pretending, but like, you know, do we get the G key or do we have to wait on the G key?
Who knows anything about gelato and G keys? Is there anybody in this room that could help us out?
I wonder who that would be.
Who would it be?
Hey, what's up everyone?
Homestead, yes. Hey, Homestead, of gelato. Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Well, can I answer the question that got asked real quick, and then we'll jump right in.
Yeah, I was gonna say, going to say Trader should answer that.
Yeah. So this has been a work in progress. I have been working with Jay from Loop a little bit on this, and I will say that it's a story of two parts. What they eventually want to do is different than what is currently enabled for my launch. So with that said, Right now, I cannot assign a different staking period for the G keys than the Loop tokens. So the G key will also be claimable over a 60-day period. Originally, I was told that I would be able to assign it like a one-day period, but we're going to just have it staked over a 60-day period, the same as the Loop. So, and that should be, I think, all right. I hope with the Gelato community, because
I don't think that's going to make a big difference in anybody's quickening ability in the game.
Well, that was what I was going to say, because it should be in plenty of time before the game really kicks off.
Exactly.
And it actually goes to assist in some of the Gelato community's interest in G key not being overly diluted really quickly, like having a sharp drop of three keys on the market in a short time frame. So that'll actually help to offset some of those sort of kind of worries. So I didn't really fight too hard with the Loop team on that, because I saw, you know, from my understanding, talking to Homestead and the Gelato community, like I saw it as an acceptable kind of compromise for now, and that I would rather have them focusing on other parts of the UI and the minting experience that were like important for this, and I didn't want to stress, you know, that particular topic at this time, because I wanted them to accomplish all those other things. So, but yeah. Over to you, Holmes. Take it away on what
I mean. Choose. I guess, it's a little geeky gelatos. Does that answer your question, Beast? Do you have any other
questions
following up, or like with it being a 60-day lockup for that GP if you got it? Do you have any questions in regards to how that would pertain to the overall, like, idea or timelines right now that we're working with or talking about?
I was kind of thinking, well, I'm kind of close to New York City, so I was like, well, if they happen to have a G, you know, a little box over there, I'm hoping I can get a G key to get over there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if it's locked up, then oops, you know, I can't get it that time. But, you know, this is all like, these are fictitious situations that are, you don't exist yet. So,
yeah, but hey, that's a great point. If you minted the right trade, or maybe it's more incentive to go look for the one in New York City.
So,
right.
And Homestead, you guys have mini games or mini hunts going on right now. Can you explain those?
So we launched a G key treasure hunt today. We launched it. So there's a little astronaut named Angelo Handel who's lost his seed phrase, and he really would like to unlock his wallet. And if somebody can help him, he'll let them have the contents of that wallet, and the contents of that wallet is one G key. So if anybody finds the seed phrase and unlocks the wallet, they have won this treasure hunt. I put a couple of hints out there, I think, today. We're going to try not to have it be too quick of a find. So the seed phrase is broken up into four different parts that you'll have to find. It's a 12 word seed phrase. So each part will have three words for the seed phrase in it. And if you find them, you'll, I think, kind of get some context as to like which order they're in, or which order of the words you found, if you've only found three. But yeah, we're gonna sprinkle in those hidden words out there right now, working on getting those out.
So, are you able to say if these phrases are limited to your Discord, or could they be on Twitter?
They're going to be in multiple places, Jerry, not just confined to one spot.
I'm looking for some alpha here, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, so can I?
You're going to maybe need to check our Discord. You're going to need to keep an eye on the Gelato Twitter handle or my Twitter handle.
I love it.
If you have them, I'm not sure if there's going to be anything hidden in the documents, but it might be a reason to go looking through things like that at some point. They're not all posted out there yet. Again, we didn't want everyone to just, we didn't want someone to find them all at once. There's sleuths in this community that'll figure out a little hunt like this pretty quick.
Oh, we got a little team going on right now. We got a team.
See, I already put too much alpha out there, didn't I?
I got a team right now. I'm already my Discord open. I'm already taking notes as you're speaking right now. You're like, all right. He said, all right.
Here we go.
That's what I love about the community, though.
You know,
people are smart.
I'm glad people are excited about some of the fun we're trying to build around this project. So it makes me happy to hear you saying that.
No, you guys are amazing with, you know, making, you know, building on Juno, and you're making it entertaining and fun. And the G key. So we have our own G key community within our Knots Discord, where we are pooling our G keys to help unlock, you know, prizes down the road. And I'm sure there's going to be other communities popping up, if not already. But it's fun because you form your groups, you know, like your little survivor groups, right? And you're like, oh, let's all work together and pool our G keys. And you got to kind of like build trust with others. And it's a lot of fun that way.
Dow Dow. This is the beauty of having Dow Dow, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Dow Dows.
We can all learn how to operate a multi-sig.
Right now we're just like, so I think how we're doing it is Rusty is like a full, he's a professional accountant. So when it comes time to donate the keys, he's going to do an Excel sheet and track everybody's, you know, G keys and all that mess. But yeah, DAO is another way to go for sure. The DAO will, like, you know, keep track of everybody's contributions.
Yep. But yeah,
Traders, have you set up your G key multi-sig?
As soon as we get our launch going, I'm gonna be tagging in whoever ends up minting those and seeing if they want to start a little Traders G key hunt.
Hey, you guys, there's a group joined. It's called the Degenerate Generational Wealth Builders Association. And we're G key hunters too.
Oh my god, I love that name.
There we go.
So yes, Homestead,
that's awesome.
Homestead, you guys are validating now. Do you guys have any ideas to, like,
have you heard?
Yeah. It's been fun, right? But what with the validating, be doing like airdropping G keys for those that support the validators, right?
Yeah. So each chain that Gelato spins up a node on, will be, I don't want to speak too far, actually. I think just these first three chains are the ones that, we're committed to incentivizing with the G key. What the team has talked about,
right,
is maybe the next chains being a little farther out for the spin out. So they might not get GP incentives if it's kind of farther into the game or something like that. I don't know.
But FMOS was the one today you guys were advertising, and it's at least 69 FMOS.
Yep, 69 FMOS will qualify you for that monthly fair drop. And so it's just one more avenue that people can collect some G key if they're, you know, getting their team going, turning themselves into little G key degen. I love hearing that from you, Bees. That's awesome.
That name. Association can go on amok.
It's great that people are already having this much fun with it. It definitely, I think, drives the team's desire to put out a good product. So,
no, I'm excited, man. And the Stargaze validator, you guys already have like, what, 100,000 stars or something delegated?
Oh, I think it's like 2 million.
Sounds even
well
better.
Over 2 million. The Juno validator, I think, is at about 100,000 or so.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, both of those validators got active pretty quickly. People, I mean, I guess it shows people are kind of responding to the idea of the game and the treasure hunt of GP, and hopefully having this chance at a great prize at the end of the year. And I think I mentioned this in some other spaces over the last weeks. Like, you know, everybody wants some fun. The last few months have been kind of shitty to a lot of people in so many ways. And so, you know, just the fact that there's an airdrop, again, that you could get excited about, you know, is kind of a breath of fresh air, in my opinion. And the fact that there's some fun and games being jolted around it, it's nice to see that the community is embracing that because, you know, like I said, that's my feeling is that people want that general day-to-day funness to return to the ecosystem, crypto Twitter, all of that stuff. And so, yeah, maybe we're adding a little bit of that to people's lives right now. So.
Yeah, you know, and what I love about you guys with your validating and everything is with the G keys. The G key is innovative. You've made it a lot of fun, and you've actually made it so like you've created another layer of cohesion among groups of people who have to work together. You know, it's not just G key there and so valuable that you have to work with groups of people to pool your resources to open up these grand prizes. It's just, it's a whole nother level of community. And I just think it's amazing. And it was very smart of you guys to do.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that was some of the idea from the start was to make it a game within the game. And I don't know, give it a different feel to try and collect like something as opposed to just like being able to ape after it all right away. And we see how that goes when those types of things are, you know, available or when they are dumped or whatever happens. So yeah, it does give it a different feeling when you've got to plan out for like, all right, some months, like if you're looking at, if you're in the LPs right now and you're getting your daily GP rewards, I mean, I'm not a whale. I'm sure there's some people that are going to have to pull out your GP. But still, what are you guys getting if you're big time in that pool? Not huge amounts of GP every day. So you got to be looking at that thinking, wow, it's going to take some time to accumulate this. And then, of course, that leads to looking at those other avenues, right? Like, if you want, you can delegate. You know, if you want, you can hold. And the nice thing right now is Gelato is at a good price point. Like, anybody could have 10,000 Gelato just sit in their wallet for that month and that airdrop, right? So you can go after it a lot of different ways, and if you're part of a team, you can do whichever one of those feels best for you, right? Like, you don't have to do every single one if you're part of a team, and that's probably part of the other cool thing of being able to team up is people can take on those different tasks. And you know, newer people, smaller investors, maybe don't want to or can't actually wrap their mind around doing all the different things to get GP. So being able to contribute to the team with what they can gives them a chance to play the game too, right? And so again, like you said, it spreads it out. It gives a lot of people a chance to get after it as opposed to just a free-for-all at once or something.
Yeah, for sure. And just so people know, Gelato is cool with you guys sort of gaming the system and having multiple wallets with 10,000 Gelato per wallet. So I've done that. I got two different wallets with at least 10,000, and I think I got one with like 10,100 and one with like 10,050, just to kind of like double up on your G key.
We could change the title up there, Jerry, to Knots D-Gens.
Right? Listen, man.
What's going on, man? Rusty's gone, and like you're going into a different mode there.
Yeah, I'm gaming the system
for sure, bud.
No, Gelato, it's cool. You guys are cool about it, and you know, you sort of network with other people is to, I mean, listen, we all prizes, and you guys are going to offer some really cool prizes, so we're all going to be grinding for these G keys. And you know, it's going to be so much fun when some group actually does open up that first box.
Yeah, or also, like, I think hopefully it'll be exciting for the people that, like, mint the ones on Trade Wars, like, mint the ones in your collection coming up. Even the person that gets lucky and gets this first like little treasure hunt that we're doing right now, like I hope those people have some excitement and like, you know, like do people still even know exactly what a GP is or, you know, how much they need? And so like getting one, what is that feeling going to be like? Like you'll feel like you have a head start. Will you feel like it's enough? Will you feel like, holy heck, like now I've got my one and I need to get five more, you know, like. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of has an effect on things too.
You know, that's a good point though. How many G keys do you need to open up that first box? Because it goes up per box, right? So what's that first one going to number?
That's not set in stone right now. One thing that the team wants to do is kind of take a look at maybe around like the 6 month mark, like how much everybody has in their wallets, and set a fair price so people have access. With some of the other features of GP, like peak and freeze will also like come into play at that point, I would think as well, where you can use a small amount of GP to peek in a box and see if it's the one you want. And if it is, you could use another small amount of GP and freeze the box. And so, you know, it'll be frozen for a bit and nobody else could open it for a period of time. But one of the things is, like we've been discussing, this small amount of GP getting dropped to people here and there via the pools, via the validator fair drop, via the holding it in the wallet, whatever. You know, to assess how many people have gotten after this, how much the average wallet is holding, how much the biggest wallet is holding, and also what are our grand prizes going to look like? How much money has the platform brought in for grand prizes over that period of time? So what are the appropriate grand prize boxes going to be? And then, of course, what's going to be fair to give people a chance to have fun with that grand prize box game? You know, it's not going to be great if we put all of this time into getting GP and then somehow a lot of people don't get a chance to even do anything with it, or you know, just the way it is used doesn't feel fun for people. There's, you know, kind of a letdown. There's not really a game at the end with it. So that is some of kind of still in the planning stages of how much do people have, like I said. And how's that going to look? And again, like we've said, after that first box opens, it scales up from there. So again, knowing what people have and like, what is it going to be feasible for box 3, box 5, box 10 to be opened with for, you know, if there's one wallet or teams of 5 or something like that. The other thing, and I should have mentioned this probably before I went on that tangent, because it kind of really is a factor for anybody playing, is we've talked about having a GK leaderboard on the platform, like a, you know, scoreboard or, you know, a standing, like a sports page or something. And it'll, the, you know, wallets, or if you've got your profile on the Gelato platform, it could have your profile as that, you know, and then it'll have your GK stat there. So people can see where they are in the ranks and things like that. And they're trying to get more, whether it be via games on the platform, or, you know, if we've got it trading and they can trade for it, like people will have be able to make those decisions, you know? And then the other thing is, you know, if you guys want, we'll put up the Knots team there. We can show, you know, if you guys have a tally that you're keeping tally. And teams may not want to show their tally, right? They may want the individuals to keep that to themselves and then, you know, reveal that they're a team towards the end, so they can say, you know, whoa, look how much we've got and flex, you know. So I think the scoreboard will be also kind of interesting aspect to the game, because it'll let you know how much people want to let everyone else know
this is, yeah, well done, it's, you know, it's going to help flame the competitive spirit of playing the game itself.
If you don't take your airdrop in your backup wallet there and transfer it to your main wallet, you've got two different wallets there. Unless somebody sleuths it out and figures out they're both yours, it just looks like the two different wallets with Jiki in it. So nobody actually knows that you've got,
right,
you know. And so, you know, people could use that to to game it towards the end and reveal that they've been accumulating a bunch.
Secret
nobody really
wallets.
Realized it.
Secret yeah, wallets, sure. Absolutely. We do, Homestead, be prepared because we do have the mayor of Cosmos coming up and he can ask some good questions.
Well, hold on. Before we move on from the G key topic, I just remembered another lesson learned I wanted to share with you guys. For the G keys and for the tiers. So right now, at least for my launch, and I don't know if they'll update this by your launch or not, but they basically can't have two different tier sets or anything like that. So whatever tiers you guys decide for loop, your G keys are going to have to be spread across some of or similar tiers, right? Or like portions or not. So like I have four tiers in my mind, which means that I'm spreading my G key across six NFTs, and it's the six that are in the tier one and tier two. So that means that like, because if I would have put it in tier three, that means that three G keys would have been spread across 200. There's no other way to do it right now. So yeah, the thing for you to know, if you were thinking about not doing tiers, that would mean that your G key got spread across every single NFT in the collection in really small doses.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Trader. That's, I think tiers is going to be very important because you want it to be exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We were talking about this, but in your spaces last week, right, Jerry, where it's like some of these things we want people to feel like they won the jackpot on, you know? So,
yeah,
but it's cool for what traders said. It's in the top two tiers. Aren't those the ones with the huge amount of loop? So like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good mint.
Yeah.
Good
dude, that's
mint
a double,
if you pull that.
That's a double win. Wow.
Huge. Yeah, it is a double win. I wanted to actually spread that out. And that was originally my request to the loop team was that I could have like a tier one through four for the loop tokens and then tier one through three for the gelato tokens or the G keys, I'm sorry. And then I could then differentiate. I wanted to originally have on 7 different NFTs in varying amounts. And I wanted them to be completely separate from the loop. So that, like you maybe didn't win the highest loop tokens, but at least you got a G key. You know what I mean? Like one of those sort of situations, but they said that that's eventually going to be something they implement, but they're just not there yet.
Yeah, I guess it's understandable. I mean, launching something new like this or relaunching yourself, you know, new takes on stuff can't be easy. So stepwise makes sense, right? Just kind of the same as like, hey, you had to push it back a week. Right. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, and I've definitely been asking a lot of the loop team. So I've been making sure that I've been staying on top of them for everything. So I think they're like, whoa, these guys ask a lot.
See, we've been trying to stay out of the way. So it's good that you're asking all the questions because we've just been like, well, trade a around and help us out. It's good you're knocking all this out for us.
Oh yeah, no, I've been on it with the team about all sorts of stuff, user agreements and just everything that needs to happen and making sure that, you know, the image is super, super well formed so that we can have an awesome NFT scene here in Juneau and that everything is just well established, taking awesome lessons from the past.
That is awesome. Bees, I saw you unmuting.
Oh no, I was I actually forgot what I was gonna say, but it's cool. I'll circle back after. Just give me a second, you know?
All right, no problem. Mayor, we brought you up. Did you want to ask Homestead about gelato or grill him a little bit? Because yeah, that's fun.
No, I mean I hope the beta tests are going well. I'm just ready to hopefully get the site up and do some raffles. That'd be nice. I know you guys were trying to shoot for the next couple of weeks. So, you said something about rock, paper, scissors too. Maybe might be a game.
No. I think that's something Rack is doing.
Okay. Yeah. But you guys are doing more. You guys are doing a couple different games to start out with, right? Which one?
It'll be lottery stuff to start out.
Yeah.
So, but the, I think the idea is to offer different lotteries, like, you know, an 8 hour, a 24 hour, or a 1 week, something like that. So yeah, there'll be, I think, some options, but in terms of the style of games, it'll be that type of game, at first only.
Yeah. And I thought I saw in the Discord, people were talking about like maybe doing some type of fun horse racing game or something like that. I mean, people are kicking around different ideas.
Hell man, I think that's Jerry's idea.
A horse racing game on Gelato where.
Yeah. And
yes,
you'd have NFTs, right, Jerry? That was.
Yeah. And Risby's already, I'll go for it. So the deal is not creates the, NFTs. I want to do a lot of different kinds, but I think Risby wants to do like a horse one. So we would NFTs with different stats.
There's a protocol on Ethereum that does that, and you can breed the horses.
Yeah, we would not be we would be the first in Cosmos. But you're right, Mayor. It's been around, and it's a big deal, like in Ethereum and some other platforms. Yeah.
I forget the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, but yeah, it's you're right. And then there's like jockeys, and you can get all into like the game itself. But I wanted to keep it simple with you just get the animal at first, and it'll have different stats, and the stats will help you with different features in Gelato, because Gelato will have different tracks and weather conditions. So your NFT might help you in some ways, but also hurt you in another way. It'll be fun.
I play that game. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, we're gonna do horses first, but I want to do like an ostrich one, pig racing. You can have a lot of fun with different animals.
That would be funny.
Sweeneys.
That would be funny for sure. And is it Zed Z E D or
is Zed Run Z E D? Hold on.
Yeah. I think I couldn't remember. I didn't know if it really took off or not. I knew for a while there people were speculating. This was like last year, I think.
So Zed Run, I think that it's a digital horse racing, but they I thought they did something with Budweiser.
I didn't hear that part. Maybe. I know one of them is huge. Like it's like got venture capitalists involved and all sorts of like, you know, huge media creators and gamers.
They got 70,000 followers on Twitter. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but we'll, you know, Knots and Gelato take them. Just give us some time. But
yeah, I think it might be worth just looking at what they're doing, and you know, you could always do a little. I mean, if it's working for them, why not? It's just
so. Yeah. Derby Stars, they have their horses, right? But they don't. They're just horse NFTs. They're not like racing ones. And they were on Terra, and then now they're going to Polygon.
I want it to be racing. Like
we want to bet on these horses, and there just needs to be a random winner. And because we like to bet on things here.
I like that too.
Well, and the way I envision it is, I know like it takes work to build a game, so I'm just thinking some retro style like Nintendo looking graphics where you have your card and it'll plug your horse. I mean, we'll make nice looking NFT cards, but you know, your horse is going to be pixelated, and you can see your horse racing against other horses in the Gelato app.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I just threw it out there like, hey, guys, I think it's a crazy idea, but it could be fun. And yeah, the Gelato team was like, yeah, we could do that. I'm like, sweet. Yeah. Let's
immediately.
Do it.
Immediately. It was like, love it. Love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do the horse one first. You know, the hardest part is, and I think we'll leave it on your side, Homestead, is getting the stats right, because we have it so. The track, which is home field, will be Gelato, and we'll have like different track conditions, weather conditions, and maybe a few other things. And then the NFTs will have, like maybe four different stats that'll give like your horse different attributes to help it or as a detriment depending on the conditions. And you guys will get that right on your side. You're good with the numbers.
It'll be interesting to hash this out too with Daniel, on like how it should work, because like, you know, you're going to enter your NFT into the race. People are going to bet on it. So the winner gets a little bit of the prize and the bettors get a little bit of the prize. Is that how we're going to work this out?
Yes. Like, yeah. So you don't even
like,
yeah,
you so, listen, this is going to get like real.
You don't
this is gonna get real degen.
You don't need to, you don't need to own an NFT. You don't have to be an animal owner. You can just walk into Gelato and do animal, you bet on an animal, but as an NFT holder, your winnings will be more because you're actually racing. You know, if you win, you'll have better winnings. So yeah, it's cool.
Wouldn't it be hilarious though, like if the weather conditions like, and then you're like horse slips, you know what I mean? Like while you're in the race, the horse slips or like it's raining too hard. So like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like just weird shit happens. Hailstorm, you know?
Yeah.
Oops. Your horse just got knocked out by like a giant hail. I don't know.
Or your horse is stubborn at the gate and just sort of sits there. It's like, you freaking horse, move.
I don't know. That sounds interesting.
Jerry, it sounds like you've been to some horse track.
I just, you know, just like bees, man, I got a vivid imagination for this stuff. Which this is why Rusty and I work so well, because I can literally throw shit up against the wall all day long with things I like to do. And I need Rusty to tell me to to just cool it a little bit. But I love that you guys are on this and make it happen. And it's going to be so much fun. I will start with the horses because Risby's like, he wants to do the horse one. But I'm looking forward to like pig racing and ostrich racing and all sorts of other ones too.
Well, cool. Hey, I got kicked out there for a second. But yeah, as far as, I mean, there's the possibilities are totally open. Have you guys heard of a new token on Frontier called GEO? Does anyone know anything about that protocol, GEO?
No, there's lots of stuff on Frontier.
Yeah, there's just all these new tokens coming out. But yeah, Gelato, start out with the raffles, and looking forward to that for sure. But and I like the idea of a short raffle, like a, you know, a 2 hour one or even a 1 hour one, you know, that way you could do three a day or something like that. Something fun.
Yep. Definitely. And something for, you know, I mean, people have short attention spans these days. They like to click the buttons. So give the people what they want. The other thing I would say is, I think you had mentioned it at first, Mayor. But yes, the next round of testnet should be in the next few days, I would think. I think we're getting pretty close for that. So people who are interested in helping us with testnet stuff, that's done through our Discord server. We've got a channel in there for testnet interest. When you go in through that channel, and you can use the links to the testnet. And then we're using the Juno X for the testnet. So you can get some of that from one of the community faucets to play in the testnet. Goof off, see if you want to mess around and try and break it and report some bugs or something that doesn't work right to us. That'd be great. Last testnet, we ran 4 lotteries. And the actual, you know, person who was drawn as the winner from those 4 lotteries did get some G key. So I'm not sure what the team's plan exactly is for this testnet round, but we are trying to, you know, incentivize it, and the people that help us, give them, you know, a little pat on the back and a thank you. So if you're interested in the next round, keep your eye out and come get in our Discord and chat with us.
And the other thing I want to throw out there, Homestead, about Gelato is we got Gelato Shop that'll be, I don't know, we don't have a specific, but Gelato Shop's going to be the NFTs that are sold through for Gelato. And they're going to be special. We don't have any specific like rarities or utilities for them, but I know the Gelato team has said that they want these to be special NFT cards that people hold on to. And these NFTs, the Gelato Shop NFTs, will offer special, something special for people down the road, you know, whether it be a bonus winnings or something else. But I know I'm going to grab one when those come out.
Yeah, it's minting on Stargaze, right?
Those will be on Stargaze.
Yeah, and it's next week or 2 weeks or?
No, we don't have a date yet, right, Jerry? Like, we're at the point, I think Jerry said to us yesterday, the day before.
You might want to, hold off for a little bit.
All the concept art is done, so they actually just have to generate the series itself. So we were chatting about like the special ones and how many of those and things like that. So I think we're still at least a couple of weeks away from being like ready to go. Mm-hmm.
We work hard. Risby was like, "You're ready already?" I'm like, "Yeah, we grind it, man." So we got the set, all the art done, all the metadata done, and we're gonna go ahead and make them into NFTs, so they'll be NFT ready, and then we can start doing some giveaways. But we don't have a firm date as to when Stargaze. We're leaving that up to the July.
Well, that's cool. That helps me. Gives me a couple weeks to load up on some stars to get your star bag ready. You know,
you'll want to grab one if you're going to use the platform. You might want to grab one even if you're not going to use the platform. I think the utility is going to be useful for people.
Yeah, you can always pick up a couple early, and then, you know, the platform had a lot of success, and then six months down.
The collection size isn't huge. It's going to be 1,000 total. I think we're taking about 900 of those to actual minting. We're going to withhold some. People are probably thinking about giveaways. They are not going to be a lot of these given away. I'll probably tweet about that and say it again in other spaces. I cannot stress it enough. We think these are useful NFTs. We are not going to be giving a lot of them away. There'll be some prizes and things like that. So, you know, we may have a raffle where you can win one of the NFTs, things like that. But don't expect to be a ton of giveaways like some other NFTs. And we're not worried about it minting out fast. If it takes a month or 2 months, that's fine. In fact, we think once people see that we're launching a good product, the platform keeps growing, and hear that other people are enjoying that use of the NFT, like I said, go ahead and finish minting out on its own whenever it does. So that's kind of our thoughts and plans around the NFT right now.
Yeah, you know, and
I'm gonna be minting, that's for sure.
Sorry, Trader, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm gonna be minting for sure. And I'm also just gonna say, I really appreciate the Gelato team and what they're up to. And I don't even really know if it's been kind of sneak peeked yet or not, but we snuck a little Gelato trait in our collection, just kind of a sign of appreciation for those guys. So there is actually a cup of Gelato that is a quote-unquote desk item trait now for our collection. So yeah, be on the lookout for those. If you're an avid Gelato collector and you're looking for all things Gelato, beyond the G keys themselves, we also are going to have a Gelato-inspired Gelato, cup of Gelato on our NFT collection.
I love that, man. I love crossovers and just, you know, recognizing other creators, other tokens like that. And I know I've told other people, but maybe you guys haven't heard it, but the Gelato team, they're average Joe guys who are working their asses off trying to build something on Juno. There is no venture capitalism. There is, like, you know, big seed money. These guys are just, they truly want to build something great on Juno. And, you know, Rusty and I, we jumped on board when they wanted to work with us. They're a great team. We've had really good conversations with them. These are great guys, and I see them being very successful. So I hope that we all, you know, come together to support them, because they're visionaries, and we need visionaries in Cosmos for you know, getting really big ideas to come to fruition.
I appreciate hearing some kind words from you guys. And, you know, we'll keep trying to do what we want to do with getting this platform built and having it be something fun for the community. You know, you can hear what Trader Sitter says there, and what Jerry's saying. Like, the team and I have tried to make this about building community out and supporting other community projects by partnering with them, by trying to establish like partnership with the platform, with NFT series, with the G Key treasure hunts and others. It's unfortunate the dialogue has gotten a little bit ugly. And I think some of that is things happen quickly. People want to move forward quickly with stuff. People get defensive when they're asked hard questions or when somebody retaliates. Some of that, I think, you know, like I said, it's not really what we were trying to build, and it is just kind of served as a more of a distraction we actually want to do with Gelato. Thank you guys for mentioning that, like that you talk to the team and like they're real people and like trying to build a real thing, and you know, just a small team that's trying to do this on their own. So appreciate hearing that stuff.
And I wanted to say, Homestead, that I think I've posted this a couple times under some of your guys' tweets, that, you know, just try to cancel out the noise and just build a great dApp that, you know, really takes off. And then, you know, build an amazing dApp that, you know, gets, you know, 5,000, 10,000 people using it. And then, you know, just let the other people just stand back and watch. You know, it's like I know, you know, we all know what the noise I'm talking about is, but it's just like there's nothing wrong with some healthy competition. Nothing wrong with it. You guys aren't breaking any rules. You know, a lot of people got a little bit out of shape, but it's like, you know, it's a permissionless blockchain. Juno is permissionless. So just keep building. I appreciate you guys. You know, it's like you said, you know, let's have some fun in the middle of this bear market. You know, like there's nothing wrong with, you know, holding a raffle where you're buying a raffle ticket for a dollar. You know, it's like, come on, you know, it's like, I don't know, but I appreciate you guys, man. And it's, I think it's a good to try to build community. That's what we're trying to do at Juno, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's absolutely fine for community to ask questions and things like that. Again, when you're launching something and you want to move fast, and sometimes you don't expect some of that blowback immediately. You don't account for some of those things. And, you know, that's, people are human, right? Like things like this happen. And I guess, like I said, it doesn't speak a lot of wants to be or try and do. And so we are at that point where, you know, like you said, just keep building the thing, keep moving on, put out the good product, and none of this dialogue really matters, you know, in 3, 4 months, 6 months, if the product is good and people are having fun with it. That's really all there is to it at this point, right? Like,
yeah, I want to contribute to that. Can you hear me?
Yes, welcome, Natego.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm very proud of the fact that you could push back and didn't allow yourselves to be bullied or intimidated by setting conversations that we all know what I'm talking about. If you have any doubts what the community is thinking, take a look at your validator notes. And I think that speaks for itself, what the community is thinking and who the community supports. So the community, I'm happy to say, can think for itself and doesn't need a middleman. And I'll just say, I'm not changing your plans because of any sniggering or posting on Twitter, because at the end of the day, it's not motivated from a good place, if you ask me. It's motivated by envy or something else that's dark. So don't look there. I know that it can be tiring because you said you're a smaller team, and it could be sapping to have all that negative energy thrown at you. But turn your focus. Just look at stars. Look at your validator node, how quickly you got to where you planned and probably exceeded your own expectation. Look at your community speaking, and that's who you are here for. So don't get distracted. And guess what? There are many of us rooting for you silently. I just happen to have a voice, so I'm using it. Others will keep quiet, but they're speaking with their tokens. And never forget that you got the community support. That's all I wanted to add. Thank you.
Wow, I think I have a lump in my throat, Natego. That was very nice to say that. Yeah, I mean, that pretty much, I don't know what else I could add.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say Homestead, I'm gonna lean on you guys a little bit when we spin up our validator and start working down that path as well. I'm sure that there's some lessons learned I can pull from your guys' experience. So I hope you guys are willing to share some of those with me.
Yeah, I'd be happy to chat with you if I can lend any advice for sure.
Yeah, especially about like airdrops and stuff like that. It's actually something we were planning on doing, like an NFT specific airdrop to certain validators, like an NFT raffle, where certain traders are going to be airdropped to people who are delegating to us. So it's not like everybody gets something. And I don't know if that's going to alter or how that's going to change.
I mean, you know, people's opinion. Airdrops and NFTs to their holders and delegators, and I don't know, like it wasn't really an issue then. So.
You know, it gets down to, and I think Natego hit it on the head, and that there's envy. People, that you guys are innovative. You came up with really great ideas, a really great idea to build up your validators, and I think people get jealous, they get envious, and then you know the people who are already validating are like, you can't do that. And it's like, why the hell can't you do that? You're offering a great product to people and you're giving back more. And Natego, I love you, girl, because you do speak up, and I've seen you speaking up on their behalf, and you've been doing a great job of it. But yeah, I see what Gelato's doing as innovative. And, you know, in a similar vein, it's like Knot's offering their staking commission discounts. Like we've been offering, you know, we sell our NFTs and then you hold them and we give a staking commission discount. You try to be innovative and come up with unique ways to give back even more product and to help the people of Cosmos. So yeah. I just love, you know, you guys. Go ahead, man.
Golden Staking had a tweet about that where it was like, you know, we've got NFT validators that drop NFTs. We've got NFTs that give you staking rewards. We've got like, you know, and then so this is where we're drawing the line on Geeky.
All right.
You know, like, and so, you know, that was a great point. And I feel like to some degree, the validator airdrop Geeky argument vanished, and really we're just focused on that slashing now.
Oh,
and
the goalpost has been moved to the.
Exactly, like, but we decided that's the narrative to pick up because that's the one we can still get after.
But have you heard of Jackal DAO? Like Jackal did the same thing. Like they haven't done the airdrop yet, but they're like, if you validate Secret to Jackal validator, we're gonna do an airdrop of the Jackal token. So it's like, you guys weren't the first one. That's what kind of like, you know, that might have been a different chain. It's the Secret chain, but Gelato was not the first validator to do this. That's why it just kind of froze my brain a little bit. Like, why is there so much pushback? Okay, it's on Juno. It's a different chain, but I don't mind other people voicing their opinion because, you know, free speech. I'm a privacy free speech advocate. You know, it's like this is, you know, decentralized governance. But you guys weren't the first one to do it. That's what blew my mind.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I really feel it, that it's a validator specific airdrop because you don't have to stake to our validator to get GP. So,
right, there's other ways.
It is absolutely a reward for being with our validator, and you know, like Jerry said, like people are trying to be innovative to, you know, stay active, you know, in that validator set. It's not much different than having a staking reward for holding X amount of minutes, getting X commission. In fact, it could actually be more valuable if you have a shit ton of Juno stake and you're getting, you know, what is it? You can get 25% off of your commission. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we offer the commission staking discounts and we've done NFT airdrops because, you know, Rusty and I, we validate, we do white glove validating, which is, and then what they did is, you know, they basically run it and they're professionals, but then we use our name, but we've done airdrops of NFTs for validating with us of like the pixel knots, like we've done pixel knot airdrops. So yeah, all this stuff has been done before. It took me by surprise too. Go ahead, Natego.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even know my mic was on. If you take a look at the airdrop calendar, every secret requires you to delegate to a specific validator for their tokens or for their NFTs. And this has been published since forever. And so far, I'm not even aware any of them have delivered. They may have, I don't know. Then if you look at Stars, just look at Stargaze. Every other validator on there tells you of a future airdrop, which some have not happened, some may never happen, some are happening. So I couldn't understand the pushback, because in my mind, the way I see it is this: the airdroppers haven't got what they were promised for Juno, Atom, and all the five chains that were chosen. Now that is done and dusted. Now you have your own tokens as a project, and you have decided to use it for marketing or for incentive. It's nobody's bloody business. If that's not, you shouldn't even label it an airdrop at that point, because what the free money everybody's expecting as their right, which really shouldn't be, but that's in that story, they have already got that. So now you want to deposit money. Who has been telling Juno Core One how to spend Juno? Nobody has. So how is Gelato different from Juno or any other project and having your own tokens and doing what you need to do to get your project ahead? It didn't make sense to me. It just didn't make any sense. And they're just like catching at straws. And I was so happy our community for once was not steered in the wrong direction to think like, just tell them, oh, this person don't know, and use fear to manipulate. I'm so glad it didn't work this time. Because that seems to be the trend we've been seeing recently, where people speak and instigate fear to decide how the ecosystem should go. And it's great to see that, yes, a lot of people are thinking for themselves and not being manipulated by fear. And I'm really glad that you pushed back, because most projects will be intimidated and feel that, oh, these people represent the community, so I have to do what they say. The thing I was happy about was that you didn't go back on your plans and just roll over and let someone intimidate you. That's very good. And just believe in your ideas and just keep at it. What you're doing is not wrong. What you plan to do is not wrong. We're talking about Evmos. Evmos airdrop, two projects on Evmos, Diffusion and Costland, or Coland or Costland, however they pronounce, I'm very sure. They made it very clear they were only going to airdrop specific validators on Osmosis. And they published it way before the project even went live, and they did exactly that. We've had the airdrops recently, I can't remember the name of the project, that only airdropped to validators who ran relay nodes. And they gave their tokens only to those validators. Nobody complained. We've had Chandra Station claiming they're going to validate, they're going to have, what's their own? They're doing some Minecraft, craft, that's what it's called. Their craft tokens are only going to be Chandra nodes on Cash and all the other projects.
Craft economy,
Yeah, exactly. We have Omniflix tokens, which published something maybe in January or some time ago, that they're going to have their Flix token and will only be given to validators, to delegators to Omniflix and a few other delegators. So there's nothing new here. You have given everybody and you're keeping some for your own specific customers. Why is there a problem? You don't see Pepsi Cola saying, oh, Coca-Cola customers, here, come and take your reward. It doesn't happen. So why are we acting like this is not a business and acting like we are here for, I don't even know what the idea is, because it doesn't even fit with charity. If it's a dog charity, they don't go to rescuing cats. They stick to the agenda. So if somebody has come up with an agenda that, hey, this is what I want to offer, this is how I want to offer it, who are you to tell them to do it the other way? The person who came up with the idea would have gone through some thinking process, would know their abilities, know their strengths, know their opportunities they can take advantage of. So why would you decide just sit down there and just post and say, hey, why didn't you do it this way? Why didn't you do it that way? If I'm to be an advisor, go into Discord and speak with the project. Don't come posting rubbish on Twitter like you have a copyright. You have copyright on common sense and everybody has to channel through you. So I find that actually very annoying. And I have spoken up in every space I've come up into to say, hey, that's not right. You don't do things like this. And I know I've made a fear, but that's what happens whenever you ruffle people's feathers. So it is what it is.
It's good, Natego. Like, it's, you just put it very eloquently. Like I said before, it's been done several times, maybe a little bit different fashion, maybe a little bit different, you know, procedures as far as, you know, selective airdrops. But anyways, I think we've come to a conclusion, you know. But Natego, you guys are still validating on Stars, right? You guys run a validator, you, right?
No, we run Stars. We on Juno and Comdex and what's the other one? Nomic.
Oh, you guys are doing Nomic too? Great. Yeah. And you guys have been in the active set in Juno for a while, right?
Yeah, we are. Except due to some delegations that happen every time, we seem to be dropping lower and lower on the list. But hey.
Well, I tell you what, Homestead, you guys looks like, sounds like you guys have a supporter. So they have that's another validator in Juno supporting you. So I think that's a good thing to remember, you know?
Yeah. No, it's nice and then refreshing thing to hear after being caught in the scroll for a lot of the day.
What's your guys' name? What's your guys' name, Natego? The validator name?
Zenchain.
Zenchain. Zench.
Z-E-N. I can't spell now. C-H-A-I-N. Then Labs. L-A-B-S.
Zench.
Oh, Zenchain Labs. Labs?
Yeah, Zenchain. Yeah.
Zenchain. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, it's just awesome that I think you another validator can speak their voice and say, hey, you know, this is, we're supporting. I love to see people like cheer people on instead of try to, you know, pull people back. You know, it's like, it's all a race. We get it. Everyone's trying to race up to be in the top 10. You know, like once you get to the top, it's pretty much solidified and it's, or the top 20, let's just say the top 20. Like once you get up to the top 20, you got a lot of delegations. But anyways, it's a race. But I love to see other people, no matter what it is in life, I love to see people support people and cheer people on instead of trying to, you know, slow them down. So Natego, like you're going to get some delegation from me for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I probably still have some delegation yet, delegated, so it might be coming to Zenchain, and that way it's, you know, helping spread out the decentralization, since that was some of the concern.
You know, Cosmos is overly centralized too, with the validators. You get a lot of the same validators across the chains in the top 10, top 20, like Mayor was saying, and we really need to break this up. What's happening is we have to and kind of keep everybody else out of the these top sets. And we really need to push up the people who are lower and in the middle. Get them up there. We need to break up this fraternity and open it up. I just think it's better for the health of Cosmos.
Yeah,
I call it a cartel. My friend.
But a lot of them were there from the beginning, you know. But you know, but then you have a lot of them that are like professionally run businesses, costing their own wallet, you know. So a lot of them have, I mean, they're businesses. It's what it is. They have teams of people, you know, so nothing against the top 10, you know, but it's like it, it is good to have competition. That's all I want to say. It's good to have competition. It is a healthy thing. Look at sports, you know, it's like everyone wants to, I mean, it's different. It's a little bit, but it's like I want to cheer on, like in a marathon. The guy who crosses in 1,000th place, he still ran the marathon. You know, he still got it done. So, anyways, I'm done preaching, guys.
No,
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks, y'all, for the encouragement. And I know the guys who are going to be out tonight on their own. Something enjoyable in real life, so I'll let them know when we chat in the morning how much support was in this space tonight. You know, it's nice to hear it. I hate to say it, but my phone is gonna die, and I don't want to get kicked out while I'm listening to somebody or while somebody's asking me a question. I always feel like that's so rude, so I'll just duck out here unless anyone's got any last questions for myself or anything regarding, but it's been great chatting with y'all.
I got to get running too. I think we've had a great chat. I appreciate everybody hanging with me after Rusty decided to go watch, I think, the Lifetime channel with his wife. So thanks for chilling with me, guys. Really great chat tonight.
I have a quick question, Jerry. Did you watch the last episode of The Boys?
Yeah.
When he walks off with his son.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the boys is hot. Anybody who has not seen the series The Boys on Amazon, please check it out. I advocate for supporting that series. It is really
Is it family friendly? Is it family friendly?
No. No. Okay. Absolutely not. But I was just saying, because I just wanted to see, because we were talking about it, and I just wanted to see if he saw the season finale. So he did. So
no, it's definitely, you want to watch it when the kids are not around.
I was going to say something that I think has ever been put on streaming.
Well, I agree.
If you guys are going to close it out, I might spin up an after hours if we want to just go on for another hour. If anyone wants to join in, I might spin up another space.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, or yeah, if you want, or you can take over this space. Up to you, Mayor. Whatever you prefer. Maybe it'd be easier to close this one out, and you can run your own space.
Yeah, I'll retitle it after hours.
Yeah, maybe spin up another one. So you don't have time.
Sometimes it gets too long. All right, hey guys, thanks for hosting Knots, and I'm excited. I'm excited for what's happening on Stars. There's going to be some good stuff coming out. But thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to spin up another one here.
All right, guys. So everybody who's staying up,
thanks, Jerry,
with Mayor Ed. Thank you, guys. Had a really great time, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was part two of the two-part Knots News, recorded on Thursday, August 11th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Stepping on the concrete where the rocks meet. Nighttime special ops flushing out the raw meat. If you think you want beef, think again promptly. Oddly, the bombs never dropped on the party. Probably the odds were too damn alarming. Disarming the population, that's a hard feat. Hardly break up the booze and the drugs. Wait till the bodies drop, then roll up the rugs. Raise up an army of suicide Barbies. Never bring a plastic knife to a gun battle. Gotta praise mommy for the do or die heartbeat. Gave up killing, now she's back in the saddle. Better pick a side, let them go gather. When the dogs of war are out looking for their master, feeling all wore out like a blood donor. But they wouldn't take it, didn't have the right aroma. when the enemy strikes. You better have a flashlight, never have I seen darker days in my life. Everyone got a handout, looking for a pardon. Me, I'm just lucky, I found a good partner. The look on their face when the shit got started, a bunch of dead bodies, dearly departed. It's merely an art form made out of cardboard. Got a brain and the headed blood pumping heart for keeping everything saturated like a drugstore. Fighting through the lines like a blood sport of sorts, just trying to get enough food to live. Can't grow your own when you're living in the shit. In the midst of all this, we never got our shit together long enough to sit and think about the bigger picture, whether or not we ever had to run the risk. Rather be a carrier gorilla in the mist.
Well, we need to remember that this virus will pass, but the decisions that we make today in this atmosphere will last. We will have to live with them. Our children will have to live with them. All of our posterity will. It's not just about America. It's not just about your city. It's about everywhere.
Terror Spaces.